With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Game Changers podcast. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Game Changers. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking all about how to overcome the fear of competition. You know, I've had a lot of conversations recently because I've started my new group coaching program, Simply Business, and a lot of the girls in there, well, actually a lot of people online lately have been talking about how one of the reasons why they have a lot of fear of putting themselves out there is because they feel like it's all been said before. There's so many other people who are already further along on their journey, or they're already way more expert out there saying similar things to what you want to say. And I just want to let you know that if you are struggling with this fear right now, it's ridiculous. Like, in all honesty, like, this is going to be one of those podcast episodes where for the next 20 or 30 minutes, I'm just going to call you out on your BS, because this concept is just absolutely absurd. You know, if it were true that because there are already creators out there doing something that somebody else couldn't interject and bring their own unique flair and flavor to the mix, somebody better call Sony Music Records right now and tell them to stop producing artists. Like, literally. Even though I'm sure they've been running for about 90 years and have had success since the 20s, somebody better go tell them right now to just stop producing stuff, because it's apparently we can only have a few creators in the world. And I know I'm being a little mean here and teasing a little bit, but I really want to show the ridiculousness of this concept. It does not matter that there are other people out there creating similar content to you, because you are unique and the world literally needs you to stand up and bring that uniqueness to the table. Because you know what? There are people out there that are seeking information. And currently the creators that are putting that information out there just don't resonate with those people. And so you're really letting your tribe down by allowing yourself, convincing yourself that for some reason you can't put yourself out there because there's already too many people. There's already too many people doing what you want to do. You know, those people who need it to come from you, those people that are only going to change because of the way that you tell them to. So that is what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. I'm going to be giving you 5 ways that is going to help you overcome your fear of the competition. But I did just want to let you know that today's solo episode is brought to you by my brand new free training, How to Build a Killer Business Plan. So I wanted to throw it back to basics with my brand new free training and just give you those initial first steps of starting a business. So many people are out there overcomplicating what you need to do to actually get your business off the ground, you know, to start building your audience and making money online. And I just think that this is, again, another ridiculous concept. There really only are a few things that you need to focus on in the beginning. Yes, of course, you have to be consistent. And yes, of course, you have to be bold and put yourself out there and be creative. But really, the things that you need to actually do are limited. And so in this training, I want to help you create a business plan that walks you through building those steps for what you need to focus on in that first year of business so that you can start achieving your goals. So you can access this free training by following the link in the show notes or heading over to www.thegamechangercollective.com. And it is literally the first thing you will see with a picture of me in a leopard print dress recording a podcast. Anyway, let's jump in to today's episode. Okay, so when it comes to the competition, the first thing that I want to say is that competition actually validates your ideas. If there are already people out there doing something similar to what you want to do, especially if you want to monetize those ideas, if you want to become a coach, a consultant, a course creator, a teacher, If there are already people out there having major success in the industry that you would like to build your business in and that you would like to become an influencer in, this is a good thing. You know, innovative startups that are completely disrupting and creating an entirely new sector have a much harder job at actually getting their message and business off the ground, because not only do they have to position themselves correctly, but they also have this whole other educational piece that they have to bring into the mix so that they can change the perception of their audience. If you are starting a business or creating content in an industry that already has a crap ton of momentum, please know that this is a good thing. Now, I'm not saying that the more competition there is, the better, but the more energy that there is already going into an industry, the easier it is for you to jump on that bandwagon and create your own success. Now, of course, you are going to bring your own flair to the table, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But I want you to know that actually the fact that there already are other businesses out there doing what you need to do, this helps you in the following ways. First of all, like I just said, it helps you to validate your ideas. You don't actually have to go out there and do months and months and months of research, focus groups, qualitative and quantitative research to understand whether your idea is going to be a success or not, because you already know that it is a success. You already know that other people are creating success in the industry, and so therefore you can too. The second reason why this is extremely beneficial is because the research is already out there. If there are already people who are creating content and putting their message out to the world in the similar niche to you, then what you can do when you're in those startup stages is that you can utilize that for your own personal research. Rather than having to go find people and convince them that your idea is a great one, you can go utilize the content of the others and see how you can improve it or see how you can bring your own unique flair to the table. So it is really, really helpful in the beginning when there are already other businesses out there doing what you want to do. So please know that if you are in that beginning stage of your business and your heart right now is saying to you, oh, I really want to do this thing because I'm passionate about it and I want to solve this problem, but there are already other people out there succeeding in this industry, I want you to change the perception around that and realize, hey, this is actually a good thing. There is energy flowing to this industry. There is demand for these products and services. There is data that I can analyze, and this is going to accelerate my own growth. The second thing is that I want you to actually take a step back just for a moment, and I want you to think about how silly you're actually being. Again, I told you this podcast episode was going to be one of those where I kind of called your bullshit out, because really, it's my intention to help you. I want to have, you know, bring some fun and some laughter to this topic of conversation, because if you think about it, it is actually quite ridiculous. But I want you to think about how silly you're being, because quite often what I see so many people doing and what I have to talk many of my clients through is the fact that they have not even put a piece of content out yet. They haven't even started their YouTube channel or launched their podcast or put an offer out into the world. And already they're deeming themselves an unsuccessful business because somebody else has success. Somebody else who's most likely been in business for years, who's already put in the groundwork, who has a crap ton of content out online, who've been hustling and grinding and being bold and putting themselves out there. Most people, what they do is they say, wow, that person is so successful and I don't have any of that success yet, even though I haven't even really started and they've been doing it for years, but somehow that makes me unsuccessful. That just isn't the case. I love the quote, do not compare your chapter one to somebody else's chapter 10. Like, this is so important. If you are sitting there and you are comparing yourself to somebody else who's already put in the groundwork, not only is this ridiculous, but it's also kind of selfish. It's like you are entitled enough to think that you should have the success by doing nothing that this person has already worked for. Like, if you really think about how ridiculous that is, it's kind of mean in a sense. It's like, is there something inherently more special about you than this other person that you shouldn't put in any work, but you should have success when they've put in all of this work and they've got success for it? You know, I know it's a flipped mentality, but quite often we're thinking the opposite. We're thinking this person is special and I'm not. But really, if you think about it and if you break down this belief, what you're actually saying is that you think you're specialer than they are because you want the success without doing the groundwork. And I know, again, I'm calling you out here, but I just want to break down this belief so that you can feel more empowered to go out there and take action. Also, I want you to think about the statistics, right? There is like a billion active users on Instagram. A billion, not a million, not 100 million, a billion active users on Instagram. Right? Think about how many people that is. It's almost unfathomable. So you just want to know that there is going to be an audience for you. I also want you to think about your own consumer behavior. I know that when I'm trying to learn something, if we took the topic of neurology, I'm really, really interested in the brain and psychology, probably I'd even more so say than spirituality. I love how the brain works and how that affects our own personal development and our ability to create things, right? And our ability to have a successful life. I love that. There are a lot of YouTube channels that talk about habit formation and personal mastery and personal development. Do I just consume one of them? Abso-frickin-lutely not. I am there. I am subscribed to all my favorites. I keep up with all of their content. And actually, I really appreciate the variation. I really appreciate that I can learn a little bit from Matt Diavella, who's, you know, a little sarcastic, but also incredibly, incredibly real and realistic. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. But then I can jump over to someone like Lavender, Eileen from Lavender, and I get that feel-good feeling. I'm not saying she sugarcoats anything, of course, but what I'm saying is it's just presented in a much more light and airy way, whereas Matt has a little bit of cynicism to him. And so I really love the contrast, although I'm getting a lot of value from both of these people because they're both jam-packed with education. And so when you think about this, I really want you to know that just because other people are out there creating content, your audience needs you. We spoke about that in the beginning, but also the audience needs contrast. They need you to bring your unique flair to the table and your unique opinions and stories and deliver it in only the way that you can deliver it, because that is going to allow them to make their own judgment and then develop themselves in their own personal way. We need that contrast. And so the next thing is you have to really focus on your unreplicable uniqueness. Your uniqueness, nerve, and talent. I'm obsessed with RuPaul's Drag Race, by the way. So yeah, that's where that came from. But anyway, you have to focus on this. Like nobody, and the key word, the operative word in this sentence is unreplicable. Unreplicable. Nobody can create you. You are you. Everything that has happened in your life up to this point, your story, your struggles, your personality traits, your characteristics, your interests, your passions, your values, your family, where you live, how you talk, what you look like, none of this can be replicated. There is zero chance, 0.0000 chance of somebody else out there being able to replicate you. And so even though the subject matter may be similar to other people out there, there is no way in hell that anybody else is going to be able to talk about it and deliver it in the way that you do. Now, you can deliver it in the way that other people do, by copying them, of course, and then people will be able to do the same as you. But it's still not going to be the same thing. It's still not going to feel the same. It's still not going to be presented in the same way. It's still not even going to sound the same because nobody even sounds like you. You know, unless you've got an identical twin. But even still then, it's probably still going to feel different because we all have our own opinions and values, right? The intrinsic stuff is going to be different. But what I'm trying to say is, everything that's happened to you up until this point has led you to this point. You know, this is where we're going to get a little spiritual and philosophical. But I love the statistic that you have a 1 in 400 trillion chance of being born, right? All of the variables, even down to where your parents did it and what they ate beforehand. That affects you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Your chance of being born, right? And then think about every single nanosecond of your life that has happened since then. Every single influential factor, everything you've ever heard, read, believed, seen, experienced. All of that is going to impact the way that you deliver information. And that is unreplicable. Nobody else is going to be able to deliver in that way. So yes, there may be other people out there that are speaking about this topic, but they're not going to be able to speak about it in the way that you do. Now, of course, the most important thing here then is that you do focus on being unique. You understand what is unique about you. And here's the trap, right? In the beginning, I said it's important for you to go out there and research the competition because this has a lot of data for you to become a better creator yourself. However, if you find that you are being influenced by other people's characteristics, personality traits, interests, all these unique factors, you need to step away. And we'll talk about this a little bit later. But it's really important that you, before ever creating anything, you understand that whatever makes you you is the thing that is going to help you succeed. I know this sounds like a bit of a cliche thing to say, but it is so true. When you go out there and be 100% yourself, know what makes you you, even down to the little details that almost seem irrelevant to your content matter, to your subject matter, that is what is going to make you stand out. Like, for example, with me, you know, my love for music, I've had clients say to me that the reason why they joined one of my programs was because I had a lovely time singing Queen in my car, and when I was recording it on my Instagram story, they had a lot of fun watching it, and they just knew that we had an alignment of values, and so they joined my program. You know, it wasn't for the fact that they knew that they were going to get results. It was because they felt like they could connect with me because I was out there just being myself. Okay, and this next one, the next point, this is going to ruffle some feathers, but please understand that I'm saying this with love. Somebody else's success is not the reason why you're failing. I know it's so easy, especially when there is someone, you know, in the beginning we spoke about not comparing yourself to people who are way ahead of you. But there are circumstances where maybe someone started at a similar time to you and they've somehow achieved a lot more success than you have. It's so easy to think that a part of the reason why you don't have that success is because they do. And I promise you, it has nothing to do with it. The reason why business, messaging, being a content creator isn't working out for you at this point is because you haven't found your formula yet. You haven't found what works for you. Maybe you haven't tried hard enough to find it. Maybe you haven't put in enough energy and attention and effort, but you have to take responsibility for your results. It literally has nothing to do with somebody else. Unless they stole an idea from you, or unless they right out copied you, or unless they came to your house and deleted all the content off your hard drive, maybe, but most likely them out there living their life and doing their thing has nothing to do with the reason why you don't have the success that you want. So you have to take a step back and analyze it from a more personal perspective. If there is a product that you've launched and it didn't work out, why didn't that work out? What were the factors that you could have done differently that would have changed the result of this launch? If your YouTube channel isn't growing, what can you do differently to help it to grow? It's not because the audience is watching somebody else's content and not yours. It's because they have decided not to watch your content for one reason or another. Most likely it's because they don't find it valuable. They don't find it interesting. And again, I know that sounds harsh. I'm one of those people who loves to bring the spice, but also then, you know, coat it with sugar because hashtag Gemini. But still, it's probably because they don't find it interesting enough. And so you have to change that. If your podcast isn't growing, if your business isn't growing, if your Instagram isn't growing, it's because of something that you are doing or not doing. Everything in business comes down to analyzing data. I know we're here to be fun and creative and innovative and be messages and teachers, but at the end of the day, it all comes back to data, right? You could look at your Instagram and understand what people like and what people don't like if you took the time to actually analyze that data. And so if you are just, you know, stabbing in the dark per se and just throwing stuff out to see what sticks, maybe it's time to actually take a step back and be more analytical about your process. Maybe create a strategy around what type of content is going to work for you, what offers work for you, how to launch in your own unique way, how to build business in your own unique way, and how to message in your own unique way. We all have something that is going to work for us. You need to understand that, right? And if you haven't succeeded yet, then it's just because you haven't found your unique strategy or formula. You know, even as a coach, I've coached hundreds of women now. Even as a coach, I know each individual client has their own unique way of succeeding online. What is going to help one client reach six figures in their business may not necessarily help another client because it's going to feel inauthentic for everyone to do the exact same thing. You've got to just find the strategies, the type of content, and all of the things that work for you in your business. So understanding that because somebody else is out there and they've succeeded, it's because they've found their unique strategy, right? And you've just got to continue to learn and grow and develop and test and evaluate and look at the data until you find the thing that works for you. And obviously, I'm just, you know, being really, really general here when it comes to launching, when it comes to content creation, when it comes to business. Each thing is going to have its unique individual strategy for each person. Like, for example, even down to the messaging, like I know what works for me is exactly what I'm doing in this podcast. Not only because it's, you know, in the stars, because I'm a Gemini and I don't know, you know, that kind of like indecisive contrast of decision-making twin element to Geminis, but a lot of people do like the fact that I'm extremely humble and extremely generous and extremely caring, but also I can just come out with this ass-kickery stuff. And I know that works for me. You know, that's not necessarily going to work for the person next to me. It's not necessarily going to work for you. You've got to find your own unique voice, message. Again, even down to the type of content you post on Instagram, the type of products that you launch, all of it, you have to find your unique strategy. Working with a coach is definitely going to help you do that because obviously they can analyze you and your personality and what works for you and help you go through all of that. But still, the way to do it yourself is just to keep moving forward. But in the topic of today's content, please just understand that the reason why you're not succeeding has nothing to do with anybody else but you. You have to take responsibility. One of the biggest things you can do to have success, not only in business, but in life, in relationships, with your health, with your finances, is to take responsibility. That is called personal power. When you are constantly putting the onus out into something else, you are being a victim. You are saying, this is not happening for me because of something that is out of my control. And that is the fastest way to not only lose that personal power, but to just move so far away from the possibility of success that it's not even funny. And then my final tip, and this is probably going to be the most practical of them all. Stop freaking looking at other people. Like, honestly, I am mind blown by the content consumption of comparison that most people go through. It is literally like going in to a room full of bees and being like, sting me, bitches. Why would you do that? Why would you put yourself through that pain? You know, again, I understand in the beginning I said that looking at other people is a great way for you to analyze data. But once you've gone in there and you've got your data and you know what people are looking for and you know how you could improve, get out of there. Like, if you find that you feel bad looking at other people's content, listening to their podcast, watching their videos, knowing that they exist, then just block them from your entire experience. Do you know how many people I have unfollowed or muted because I just don't want to see what they're doing because either it rubs me the wrong way or because I'm starting to feel bad about myself? And there is nothing wrong with unfollowing people. If I am making you feel bad because of the success that I have, I would honestly beg you to either mute me or unfollow me because I don't want you to feel like crap. But it's in your hands. If you are spending a lot of your day scrolling through Instagram, scrolling through social media, and then you leave that session feeling like, now I can't do anything because there's too many other people out there doing what I want to do, or I'm not succeeding because this person is succeeding, or any of the other things that we've spoken about in this episode, you 100% need to monitor your own usage and be an adult about that consumption. Just step away from it. I want to tell you something that has really, really helped me with my own personal growth journey. And it's this simple concept of going to the source. You know, I found that if I'm trying to learn, because obviously learning is such an important part of personal branding, mastery is something that I am so passionate about speaking about. If you want to accelerate and grow and be a leader and really, really help people, then you need to know whatever you possibly can about your particular subject matter, right? But something that most people do when they hear this is say, well, I'm going to go to other people in my industry and try to learn from them. And then they end up feeling bad because they're like, wow, they've already said all the things that I want to say and they're similar to me, or maybe they're just a little bit in front of me. And then you feel bad. And then so you procrastinate. And then all of that was just a big waste of time. So what you want to do is go to the source as much as you possibly can. And what I mean by that is try to go to the source of the information. If you are in the spiritual industry, rather than looking at the other manifestation coaches who are only maybe a couple of years ahead of you, go to the source material. You know, go to the Course in Miracles or to Wayne Dyer or to the Seth material. You know, if you're in the business industry and you want to learn about industries and marketing and research and social media, you know, rather than just looking at the social media or Instagram experts that you follow on Instagram, like why not actually go to scholarly articles or actual TED Talks where business leaders are talking about the psychology behind business? You know, there's so much that you can learn from people that you are not going to feel competitive towards. I know that when I'm watching like a 60-year-old man talking about the psychology of consumer behavior, I'm not there sitting being like, damn, I wish I was that guy. Like, I wish that I could live his life. I'm so like jealous of him right now. No, of course. I'm like, this is really valuable information. Thanks, guy. I really appreciate this. I don't feel any worse off about myself. And now I've got all of this extra information that I can ingest, digest, and then regurgitate in my own unique personal way. Go to the source as much as you possibly can. Also, go out of your own industry. You know, a lot of what I talk about is about personal branding. And of course, there are lots of personal branding experts who are at similar stages to me, you know, just a little bit further than me in business, but I'm not learning from them. A lot of what I learn about personal branding and about becoming quote unquote famous in your industry or in your niche or, you know, micro influencers or micro famous people, whatever you want to call it, you know, just influential. A lot of what I learn about the grit, the determination, the mindset behind that comes from literally hours and hours of watching interviews of people in the entertainment industry. Like I love watching interviews of Dolly Parton and Cher. Most recently, I watched an interview of Kevin Hart talking about his journey and like the resilience and grit that went into, you know, him being a quote unquote overnight success, hashtag it took him 20 years. But anyway, I get a lot of inspiration and ideas and knowledge from this. I also get inspiration and ideas from pretty much anything I consume. I like just last night I was watching this documentary on plant-based diets. It's called Game Changers. Bitches stole my name, but anyway, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I was watching this documentary. It was actually a really, really good documentary, and it was on like athletes who eat a plant-based diet. And I literally walked away with so many notes, like in particular, this one thing that was said, which was, you know, it doesn't matter how strong you are, but it's what you do with that strength, which is definitely going to inspire a piece of content that I create in the beginning, because so many people have success, but it's like, what are you actually doing with that success? So I'm generating ideas from so many outside sources. You know, if I'm trying to come up with a piece of content, I'm not going onto my competitor's podcast or Instagram or YouTube and being like, let me just create an identical piece of content, right? So find inspiration from outside your industry. Find inspiration from the source. Stop looking at your competition if it's making you feel bad. Literally be naive about the fact. Pretend they just don't exist. Pretend you, if you have to go there, pretend you're literally the only person in your industry talking about this thing. And if that makes you happy, and if that helps you to be creative and show up, then that's all that matters. So I really hope that this episode inspired you to get out of that constant perpetual cycle of comparing and despair and feeling like you can't show up because there's too many other people out there talking about similar things. Because as we've just discussed, A, it does not matter. B, there is so many people out there who need your uniqueness and need you to step up to the plate and share the information. Also, just stop watching, just stop looking, find inspiration elsewhere, and you will feel so much better. All right, that is it for me. I really, really hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please do not forget to subscribe. I'm so still not in the flow of what to say at the end of a podcast. I just feel like going like and subscribe and comment. Like, you can't do any of those things. Subscribe on iTunes. Share it with your Instagram stories. Message me. Tell all your friends, because I really want to get this message out to as many people as possible. All right, that's it for me. I hope you have an amazing day. I'm so grateful for your time, and I will see you in the next episode.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.